Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
Today, we're going to talk about hiring help.
Are we? Yes, we are. And hopefully by the end of the episode, you will understand that you need to spend money to make money or to retain a little bit of sanity.
Yes. this is something I have been horrible at. this is something I've really had to learn. And even I will add as we go along, even when you do finally get help, letting the help help is another skill that I have also had to learn. At what point, Patrick, did you first decide, you know what, I need to hire someone to assist me?
It was, so I'm still kind of in the beginning of that process. I have someone, a freelance, helping me a few hours a week. So it's not a full-on employee. But I would say that relatively quickly, I realized that it would be helpful to have someone giving me a hand. I didn't go through the whole process of actually doing it. And, you know, interviewing people is so difficult. And like, I have a newfound respect for my former managers who had to interview people all the time. It's a skill. It's really hard. And I felt that need to answer your question relatively quickly, but there is a threshold kind of between it would be great to have someone to help and I need someone to help because this is getting out of hand, which I think speaks to both sides of my takeaway, which is spending money to make money, probably the most well-known phrase sure. in American corporate culture, and or to regain a bit of sanity, which is the second part. At some point, I just needed someone to help me or I was going to go insane. And I think both are valid reasons.
Yeah, yeah, they absolutely are. And I think they both kind of come from the same source. You won't, as the greedy Americans say, make as much money if you aren't productive, and you're not going to be as productive if you're losing it, if you're unable to keep up. So having someone help you makes you more productive, which is why that works. I think I started when I went independent with someone helping me. It was just kind of a confluence of events because I was going to start a project with someone else and they said, well, let's get this person to help us. And then that original person dropped out, but I still had the person helping me. And that person was Jenny Josephson, who was the original producer of Daily Tech News Show. So I started with someone helping me, but at first it was very limited. It was like, oh, I'll pay you a little bit. You can help me book guests and do this and that. So all the things I didn't enjoy doing, is essentially what I was comfortable letting her do. But then as time went on, I learned like, oh, I should be letting her do things she's good at, but even if I'm good at, because then that's more time that I can spend on the things that are left for me. And it really was hard. It was hard to let go of those things and say, well, you're doing them differently, but still good, you know. And that to me is the key, is you have to be able to let your baby go in a sense, because when you're independent, you know, the joy of being independent is you get to do it exactly the way you want and no one tells you what to do. And so when you hire help, you're letting someone else do a part of that and you have to be okay with it.
And you have to be okay with that being done a little bit differently.
Yes.
And you not being 100% in control of the result. Hopefully you still have a little bit of control and and you can steer things. But yeah, that's a really difficult part. But I think another aspect of this, which people don't necessarily think about, is I'm going to talk about the repetitive parts of the job that maybe you've got down and you can outsource to an employee or maybe even a freelancer. But another aspect is simple things, or not simple things, but things like doing the books.
Yes.
Maybe you're an independent, you don't have too much accounting to do, and you think, oh, I'm going to do it. And then you get into the income tax, maybe even on a personal level, if you have two entities, a company and yourself, and you think, oh, I'm going to do it myself. That's how I do it. Might be worth getting someone to do that, because even if it's going to be costing a little bit of money, and you could do it by, spending a couple of hours a month and then, 15 or 30 at the end of the year, you are going to get both extra time to work on things that might be more productive and more money generating, but also you won't have to stress and worry about getting the books done, which I take that example because it's probably the thing that most people dread in that type of activity. But I'm sure there might be other aspects where, yes, it's going to be an investment, but think of all the stress that's going to be reduced for you. And for me, that was the best decision I made when I first started out. It was hiring an accountant, because I did not want to bother with all of that all that stuff. And I think it was the best decision I made.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, when you talk about, hiring an accountant, I think a lot of people nod their heads and say, yeah, absolutely. I would definitely want to hire. So I don't want to have to do that myself. Maybe some people are like, oh, no, I'm really good with numbers. But I would say it's not just the thing that you don't want to do that you need to hire help with. Because I like you, but I hired someone to help me with the books very early because it was something I didn't want to bother with. It's not that I couldn't have done it, but yeah, it was like, it was exactly something it. I didn't enjoy. It wasn't the fun part. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, great, let me get that off my plate. I don't know if this is too suburban of an analogy, but it's like hiring someone to mow your lawn. Most people don't enjoy mowing their lawn, right? So they may hire someone like a local neighbor or gardener or somebody to do it for them. But there are other things that you're doing that are like that, right? For me, yeah. It was putting together the rundown or even like recording a show. Daily Tech Headlines is a show that I started and I used to do all the episodes for, and eventually I'm down to doing one a week. And it's not because I don't enjoy doing it, it's because it succeeds without me. And that was a huge step to be like, oh my gosh, I'm not even doing the show all the time. It really is something where you have to look at what are you best at? It's almost like you're interviewing yourself. Like, what are you contributing the most at? And what could be better served by getting someone else who's also very capable to do it?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that. Where is my time best spent? And when you get into that kind of thinking, it's not that some things are going to be a waste of time. Most of them are going to be, you know, productive maybe, but some of them are going to be more productive, and maybe some of them you're just going to be enjoying doing more and you want to explore other things. And maybe you can do everything, including the books, but it means you have no extra time to think about other projects. I was in a space like that maybe a couple of years ago, and that's when I started thinking really I should hire someone to help out. And the reasoning was, I have time to do everything I need to do, and everything's going well, and the products I think are, the kind of things I want to do, but it's getting not stale, but it's getting like repetitive. I'm doing the same thing, and I don't have the mind space to think about other things I would like to do to keep it a little bit more fresh. And so I could have gone, I could have kept going like this for a very long time, but I think it was a good investment to allow me to breathe a little bit. And that's very important when you're, especially when you're working from home as an independent with little opportunity to get inspiration or a little bit of a distraction that's going to lead to something positive, which I think leads me to the other aspect of all of this, which is when you have a routine down, in our case, it's production processes, and you have it like almost as a factory process. So you know what you're going to do. You know how you need to do it. It's very automatic. It's not something that requires necessarily a lot of variation. Those tasks usually can be outsourced. And chances are, we're getting back to the investment aspect of it. Earlier, it was a bit of the regaining a bit of sanity, but chances are, those tasks, if you free them up, you are going to actually be investing your free time into things that will enable you to be more productive or grow a little bit more. So it's not money wasted. That's definitely the thing that I think is really important. Even if you can do those things, not doing them might be a good investment in yourself and in your future project and professional life.
Yeah, I sometimes run into the thought of, well, gosh, I could do this. Maybe I should be doing this, like a little bit of a guilt trip on myself. And one of the things I think about is, sure, but I get paid a certain amount of money that I make off of doing my own things. Am I overpaying? That is one exercise I do. Mm-hmm. Like, well, wait a minute. Like, I pay myself the same no matter what I do. Does it make sense to pay me this much to do this task when actually that task is simpler and less costly? And so it's how I justify that investment aspect of it, to say, like, actually, you're not investing your money wisely by having you do this. Like, that is not a good use of your time. So you can look at it that way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it might seem a little bit too business-minded, but it's really what it comes down to when you're thinking about what you're doing. Ultimately, there are two factors, I think. Are you enjoying it? If you're enjoying it, then the question doesn't necessarily have to be asked, right? If you're really enjoying the thing you're doing, then that's probably why you work in the format or the context that you do. It's to be able to do those things. The question arises when it's things that you don't necessarily enjoy as much. And yes, maybe it's a slightly more process-oriented tasks that hopefully you're the person that is getting the money out of your own independent business. And are those tasks, as you were saying, appropriate for your income that you're getting, or would you be better served by looking at that hourly wage essentially and thinking, well, I'm paying myself this much to do this thing that I could be investing a little bit more, investing part of it to have someone else do it. sometimes the answer comes just by itself. You know, it's obvious that, yes, that part maybe I shouldn't be doing myself.
Yeah. And then, you know, like you said at the beginning, the final bit is trying to find the right person. And that is hard. That is the thing that's going to make you go, well, maybe I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So you got to kind of dig in and go like, all right, let me ask around, look in places you wouldn't think maybe, look for places to find people. There are a lot of talented people, a lot of talented, trustworthy people. It's not easy to get them, but maybe that's a whole separate episode is how mm-hmm. to interview and find people, but they are out there. It does take work to find them, though.
Indeed. Well, I think that's going to be it for the show.
So what's our takeaway again?
Yes, what is our takeaway? Our takeaway is twofold. You have to spend money to make money or to regain a little bit of sanity. And don't underestimate that aspect, that last aspect. It mm-hmm. is very important.
Absolutely. That's why we call the show Work in Sanity. We hoped we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
If you have questions, please remember to send them to contact@workinsanity.net. We'll be happy to answer them in our next Q&A episode. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com, where you'll find all of my links to sync up.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com. Find both of us at workinsanity.net. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.